Aloha and welcome to Word for the Week. We're going to be in Judges, Ruth, and Samuel, and then 2 Corinthians. Judges 11 through the end of the book, you'll find that they're going to deal with Samson. Oh my, that story of Samson and Delilah and the moral failures. Let me ask you a question as you're reading through this portion. Although at the end it says in the end of chapter 16 that Samson killed more at the moment of his death than his entire lifetime. So we know that God's judgment against the Philistines will have been enacted through this death, through his imprisonment and the loss of his eyes, and etc. Here's a question. Could it have been done better? Could it have been done better? You see a downward spiral in Samson's life. And much of it was because of the dysfunction of his life. God, though, used it. Could he have still brought victory over the Philistines in another way that would have been even more God-glorifying, rather than leaving tons of collateral damage of hundreds and hundreds of lives, divorces, problems in its wake? Not to include two very sad parents over their son. Well, after this, we go into the rest of the book of Judges, and it just may be that part of Samson's life was to example the moral failure that Israel was about to embark on. As Israel falls into idolatry and moral decline and petty infighting, Israel, the nation that was supposed to be an example for spiritual living, instead becomes a morally depraved nation. And when Israel did serve God, that was seldom. It was also often from selfish motives. Selfish obedience does not bring us far along. It's only genuine obedience that's motivated by love and a reverence for God himself. But sometimes we can serve God selfishly, can't we? If I serve God, then he'll reward me. Then he'll give me prosperity. Are we result-oriented or love-oriented? That's the message of the rest of the book of Judges. And then we enter Ruth. The story of Ruth is a beautiful one, where we enter into the scene of Ruth and her daughters-in-law. Now, some commentators feel that it was actually written by Samuel, but it was after the period of the Judges, somewhere between 1300 and 1000 B.C., Now, it was a dark time in Israel when people really lived to please themselves and not necessarily God. But here's a beautiful and key verse in Ruth 1:16. She says, "I will go where you go. I'll live wherever you live. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Of course, the three main key people are Ruth and Naomi and Boaz. Now, this is going to take place in Moab and Bethlehem and in those environs. But read this as a story that tells you faithfulness, that speaks of commitment. It is a beautiful story with a mega theme of faithfulness and commitment. It's a very short love story, as it were, but not only a love story between Ruth and Boaz, but it's between the people of God and their Lord. And then we embark on the book of 1 Samuel. Now, this is the life of Samuel, which is Israel's last judge. It talks about the reign and then the decline of King Saul, their first king, and then the choice and preparation for David, which will become Israel's greatest king. You'll find here in the last days of the Judges, it'll describe Israel's transition from a theocracy, which is God being their king, a theocracy into a monarchy, or a nation led by a king. It begins with Eli and Hannah, and then the birth of Samuel, the choice of Saul, Jonathan, and David. This is a thrilling story. Enjoy the book of 1 Samuel because it will set up much for what you will read for the rest of the Old Testament with the kings of Israel, the kings of Judah, how it split into a northern kingdom, southern kingdom, the Assyrian captivity, Babylonian captivity. It all
begins here.
Then we go to the New Testament, and we start 2 Corinthians. Paul here, if you recall, in the first book of Corinthians, addresses some major moral problems, and most of them responded in a right spirit. There were, however, those who denied Paul's authority and questioned his motives, and he continues to deal with that. Some of the key people will be Paul and Timothy, Titus, oh, false teachers, of course. Now, you have to remember that the Church of Corinth was very gifted, but very shallow at the same time. Surrounded by idolatry and immorality, they struggled with what was right. And so what we find here is Paul trying to instruct them in the faith and resolve conflicts and solve some of their problems. How we receive this is going to be important because, like the Corinthians, it would be a difficult letter for Paul to write. And people will have to receive it. Some did, some didn't. They have great lessons. There's great lessons in this book for us to learn. Read it well. Swallow it whole. Allow it to change you. Always allow God's word to fashion you, change you from glory to glory. Every time you, as it were, eat the word of God, digest it, and let it change you from within. God bless you as you do your devotions this week. It's a new month. Let's go for it as we live as ambassadors for Christ.